Hello, America. T.O. and Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman coming to you live once again with episode number 16. I cannot accept any more violations. This is a true story in regards to how we stop killings on the front end here in Chicago. These are very true stories, okay? You can actually look this one up in the newspapers and you'll find out what happened here. But this particular story hails from the northwest side of Chicago. We actually received a call, and this is like a story that took place a few years ago. We received a call from a mother and some concerned community members because there's a young kid, he's around 17 years old, about 120 pounds, a little frail kid. He wanted out of a particular gang. But the gang leaders put a SOS out on him, which meant shoot on sight. So the family members reached out to myself, and then I reached out to two of my guys. One of the guys' names was Wacky. The other guy's name was Casper. I cannot use their real names because of all the copyright, policies on Facebook and some of the trademark, infant policies or whatever. But this is how the story took place. There was a SOS out on the young guy. Once again, it meant shoot on sight. He wanted out of the gang, but he was terrified because I guess this particular gang, and I refuse to mention the gang's name as well because that's not so important, but everybody kind of understand where I'm coming from here. So the young guy wanted out. He was hiding, but the guys were pretty much on his heels. They were looking for him. They were looking to kill him. So once Wacky and Casper got the information, they knew the gang leaders in the area because Wacky and Casper, they were former gang leaders themselves, and they had turned their lives around. So they put their name out there on the line to save this young guy's life. So one thing led to another. Wacky and Casper met with the gang leader, and they asked the gang leader not to kill the kid. And the gang leader said, "I tell you what, I won't kill the kid, but he must be violated. That's part of our policy." So Wacky just talked to the gang leader and used his street credibility, in other words, and he said, "Look, man, I need you to do me a favor in this situation. Let's not violate this kid. Just let him go ahead on about his business, man. The guy's already messed up in a lot of ways, man. He's scared to come out the house. He's looking around the corner everywhere he goes. His mother's about to have a heart attack. I mean, this is real serious stuff that took place right here with this young guy's life here, all right?" So the gang leader kind of listened for a moment or two. Then he came up with another idea. He said, "I tell you what, you guys are going to have to give me $300, $100 for every minute that we were going to violate this kid." And that's what Wacky and Casper did. They came up with $300. They put their name on this situation, and the kid was spared a violation. I'll tell you the truth, this is remarkable because we had just lost a Latino kid a week before this incident. Because this kid wanted to get out the gang, but he didn't have nobody to step up for him because we never received a phone call about the other kid, and he was killed. So in this situation, this young kid's life was spared because of brothers like Wacky and Brother Casper stepped all the way up to the plate to save his life. So this is episode number 16. I cannot accept any more violations because the truth of the matter, if they had violated this young kid, he probably would have died anyway because he was just too frail at the time. And like I said, he didn't weigh no more than about 120 pounds, and he was severely shaken up because of this situation. So these are true stories in regards to how we save lives on the front end here in Chicago. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to my T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman YouTube channel here because I would like for you all to share these videos with your friends and associates to let people know across the entire world that we have a lot of people out here that really, really care about saving lives. So if you get a chance, visit my website at violenceinterrupters.org and subscribe to my YouTube channel here at T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman. Peace and blessings to everybody throughout the entire world. I appreciate you all very much.